A promise made is an obligation waiting fulfillment. This is Dr. Harry L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A promise made is an obligation waiting fulfillment. Oh boy, doesn't that sound responsible? Doesn't that sound important? Doesn't that sound like something is really going to take command of us? How many promises do we make each day? And how many promises do we fulfill each day? Do we promise ourselves we're going to think beautiful thoughts, and then we allow some creepy thoughts to come into our consciousness? Do we promise ourselves we're going to smile all day long, like an idiot, you know? No, like a magical being. We're going to smile like a magical being all day long. A built-in happiness. And everybody who looks at us says, wow, what a happy person that is. And sincerely so. Do we keep that promise? Far from it. It should be nice if we would, but we don't. A promise made is an obligation waiting fulfillment. You see, we make promises. We say, I will, I will, I will, I will, all in the future. I will do this, I will do that. I promise to do this, I promise to clean up my room, I promise to be home on time, I promise to do all the things that I promise. Ho, 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 ho. Think about it. Who needs a promise? That is the dumbest thing in the universe. It is the dumbest thing we could ever demand of ourselves or expect of ourselves, and anyone who makes promises is an utter fool. Oh boy! Our life is dependent on promises. We're always making promises. We're always living in promises. That's right. And because we're always making these promises that we cannot keep, we feel uncomfortable. We feel that we're unhappy. We feel that we are wrong, that somewhere we did something bad by not fulfilling our promises. I said, don't make promises. What? Yeah, don't make promises. Well, what about, I will wash the dishes? That's a promise, and that's a silly promise. You go and wash the dishes. I wash the dishes. I not will wash the dishes. I will go and wash the dishes. I want to wash the dishes. I will do the dishes. Just go do it. And don't make a promise. Who wants to do the dishes now? It's time to wash the dishes. I do the dishes, you say. Not, I will do the dishes. But, hey, that's normal language to say, I will do it, and then go and do it. Yeah, that's true. But it's also normal language to say, I will do it, and then if something else comes along that's more important, then you will do that. If you say, I will do the dishes, and then as you're on the way to the kitchen to do the dishes, your child runs into the wall and scratches his knee and needs attention, and so you do not do the dishes. When you said, I will do the dishes, you go and take care of your boy. You go and take care of the scratch. You go and take care of whatever is more, as you feel it, immediate in your attention. You see, a promise made is an obligation waiting for fulfillment. And you say, well, I'm just delaying doing the dishes. No, no, no. You are not doing the dishes when you say, I will do the dishes. Well, when I say I will, that could be an hour from now, a year from now. That's true. That's true. But what is it in your mind that you are saying to yourself when you say, I will do the dishes? You are saying to yourself, I do the dishes. I wash the dishes. I do the dishes. You don't say, I will do. In your mind's eye, in your inner thinking, it is in the perfect present tense. In your mind's eye, in your inner thinking, it is the now, the only time there is the now. And you cannot make a promise for a future tense. Because in a future tense, you may not be in a position to fulfill that promise. In a future tense, that promise may not be important anymore. I will sweep the front walk. And just as you walk out the door, the wind comes up and the leaves come floating down from the trees and covering the front walk. And there's no sense in sweeping the front walk if the wind is just going to be blowing more and more leaves down every second. You wait till the wind is still. And then you go and do what you want to do. But you made a promise I will sweep. So here you are sweeping the front walk, and the wind is blowing in a tremendous fury. And as you sweep one little sweep portion, down come more leaves right where you swept. And you sweep very diligently and very dedicatedly, and your neighbors look out at you and they say, "What a rascal. He's sweeping the walk in a windstorm there. What a silly boy," you know? And the neighbors look at you and they say, "I always thought he was a little bit strange. I always thought he had, but he made a promise. He made a promise to sweep the walk. At this moment, he made that promise." Now, isn't it interesting? The world thinks we're an idiot if we keep the promise, and the world thinks we're an idiot if we don't keep it. And it's all due to relative circumstances. You see, when you say, "I sweep the walk," that means the moment the walk is ready to be swept, I sweep it. Or the moment I am ready to sweep the walk, I sweep the walk. But I sweep the walk mentally. I take that on as my choice. Not an obligation, but my choice. I choose to do it, but I'm not bound by it. I'm free to go do something else if I wish. But as far as my thinking is, I sweep the walk. First person, present tense, positive. Now, I sweep the walk. I think my thoughts. So, I will be a good boy. Sure you will. I want proof of that. Proof is in the pudding. Be a good boy, not will be it. I will think more beautiful thoughts about my world. Think them now, don't will think them. Live in the now, live in the present tense, live in the reality of what, you see, you cannot make a promise. Promises are for fools. Promises are wasted energy because we have no capacity to fulfill a promise. Because whatever the promise may be, we may have most anything that can come along that could be more important than that promise, and we must give our attention to it. Are you ready to live your life as a master? Are you ready to say, "I do this"? Can you imagine a master saying, "I will sweep the walk"? A master goes out and sweeps the walk instantly when he says, "I sweep the walk." But now, what about that windstorm? A master sees the wind calm as he walks out the door. All is in divine order. Instantly, the wind stops. You say, "Wow, the storm is over." No, the master spoke its word, and the storm subsided. The storm is not over, or the storm is not on. The master merely spoke his word, its word, and the storm quelled. The storm ceased. The storm was under control. The master took control. Can you imagine a master walking down the street in the rain unless he wanted it to be rain? Around him there would be no rain. Around him there would be only sunshine. There would only be dryness, whatever he wants. The Latin teachers of the masters of the Far East, they have Baird Spaulding asking the master, "How come you guys don't have any dirt on your beautiful white clothing? And me, I'm just covered with it." And the masters report back to him, "We cannot conceive how one speck of God's substance can cling to another speck of God's substance where it is not wanted." And you see, it's not a matter that it cannot do it, it's where it's not wanted. When we speak our word and we say, "Peace, wind, peace," the wind is peace. When we speak our word, "Lovely rain, just pitter-patter, soaking the soil, not washing away and messing up the city and messing up lowland homes, but just gently pitter-patter, making the grass green, making the ground rich and watery and wonderful for the plants to live in." We can do that. But why don't we do that? Because for most of us, it's an either and all or all thing. We promise and we have to do it. It's an either or. So what we can do is we can speak our word. We look out the window. Here comes a storm. How wonderful. It's just going to be a light, gentle rain soaking into the soil, making the soil ready for growth and ready for wonderful qualities of everything good. Wow! Hey, that's cool, eh? We're so bound up in making promises and thinking that we are evil for not fulfilling the promises we make that we forget we are in charge. We speak our word and the universe responds to us because the universe is our creation. We speak our word and the people in the universe respond to it, for they are our creation. And they are good and very good, and we are good and very good. A promise made is an obligation waiting fulfillment, and we have no obligations on us. If we have any obligation at all, it is to be ourselves and have fun. It is to live in the present tense. It is to say, this I do. When a man and woman are pledging their marriage to one another, the minister says, do you promise to accept this woman and be married to her? Do you promise to accept this man and be married? And some have them say, I will. But most of them have them say, I do. I do promise. Now the promise to will never happen. The promise to do is already done. And so therefore, it is in the essence of not as we think of a promise. It is a pledge more that I do this. A promise in our way of thinking is something to come. It is something to happen. I will do this. And a pledge is this is my choice that I do. So think about that. Pledge yourself to being a spiritually illumined master, a fantastic person, a person whose life is filled with every good thing. Doesn't sound good. And live that way now and forevermore. Because you're glorious. And I love you with all my heart. And I see you fulfilled in every way. I love you. I love you. I love you.